From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
The weather in Central Ohio just got better, and so should your loan rate. CME Federal Credit Union wants to try to beat your current loan rate by 2% on autos and toys. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days on car loans and no payments for 60 days on motorcycles, boats, and more. With car rates as low as 4.9% APR and toy rates starting at 6.5% APR, it's the perfect time to save. Apply today at cmefcu.org. Terms apply. Minimum floor rates 4.99% APR car, 6.5% APR other vehicles. Federally insured by NCUA.
A Rayo Original Podcast.
Thank you so much, Visit Singapore, for sponsoring this episode of Rides with Roxy.
Hello and welcome back to Rides with Roxy, where each week we answer one powerful question. And today's question is one that I get a lot, which is, why isn't my manifestation working? Now, I was going to answer this in actually a totally different way, but I've just got back from a trip to Singapore. And even though it was just a few days, I was just there 3 days, the environment and the city actually gave me a whole new perspective on this question. So before I flew, I actually really wasn't doing that great. I was feeling more anxious than I have in such a long time. It kind of started on day 21 of my cycle. I thought it was just PMS, but it lasted so long. And I felt like my chest was tight. I wasn't breathing properly. And I was honestly spiraling with self-doubt, which I feel hasn't happened for ages. I really came into this year feeling so amazing. I was so full of energy. I had the best January. And then all of a sudden, towards the end of the month, I just spiraled. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it was just not nice. Anyway, because I think I was feeling mentally so anxious, and then that was the hormones, I was then like really struggling to sleep. My shoulders were insanely tight, like they were spasming, and my face was a balloon. Like, honestly, it was so puffy, it was so inflamed, it was so red. And so what happened in those weeks, as well as like not feeling great in myself mentally and physically, I really noticed that what I was attracting into my life aligned with the lower vibe. And it's crazy. Like, I have never had more bills come through my letterbox. I'm honestly not joking. I found out three clients from last year like hadn't paid me, basically. So I had like these unpaid invoices. I had bills coming through, bills that like I shouldn't even be getting. Like, no opportunities were coming through. I just was not manifesting in the right direction. And I think in that moment, I had a really important realization that you cannot manifest powerfully from survival mode. Like, when you are stressed, you are essentially in survival mode, right? That is what your body has gone to. And you just can't manifest from that place. And I think when we're talking about manifestation, we talk so much about vibration and alignment. But what does that actually mean? Well, I suppose really what it means is, does your body feel safe? When it comes to it, like, that is what it is. Does it feel safe? Because when it doesn't, when your body feels under threat, even if there's no actual danger, so when your body feels under threat because you have, you know, ruminating thoughts, self-doubt, anxiety, stress, whatever it is, essentially what happens is you contract. Rather than becoming open, you contract. And if you contract, that has a real effect on your behavior and your thoughts, because it will basically make you kind of like maybe cling too hard. It will make you overthink. It will make you make choices from a place of fear rather than a place of like empowerment. And that is not the energy of manifestation, right? Because manifestation requires openness, surrender, trust, and a real genuine belief that things are working for you. But it's very hard to believe that when your body is basically like bracing for impact, when it's in that stressed state. And basically, I realized that if I wanted to get back into alignment and start manifesting powerfully again, then I really needed to reset my nervous system, because I could not honestly face seeing another bill or getting another rejection. I was like, right, we need to turn this around. And the timing honestly aligned perfectly, because I was just about to head to Singapore. Now, Singapore actually calls itself a city in nature. And I thought that sounded really great and really beautiful, but I didn't actually really understand it until I experienced it. So when I arrived in Singapore, even the arrival process at the airport just felt so calm. There was like greenery everywhere. There was waterfalls. It was really bright. So you're not landing into this kind of like chaos. And truly, I've never seen an airport with no immigration queue, like literally none. I've never got through an airport so quickly. I landed and I swear I was out the door 15 minutes later. So there was no like sensory overload or frantic energy or like long stressful queues. It just felt really spacious. And so I already was like, oh, okay, that's a really nice experience. And then we got to our hotel, which was called Oasia Downtown. And when you look at the hotel, it's literally wrapped in plants. And so it's this like huge skyscraper, but it's covered in living greenery, which I just thought was so amazing. And I really was like, oh, okay, I understand this like city and nature thing. And I immediately, just on landing and going to my hotel, felt this like shift. And maybe you've experienced that sometime in your life where you go to a place and you're like, huh, I'm just like breathing differently. And I think that what is really interesting is that this isn't actually just like a psychological response, it's a physiological one. And there's a whole field called neuroaesthetics that basically studies how biodiversity, beauty, and environment can impact the brain. So research shows that when we look at natural landscapes or trees or water or greenery, our stress levels actually do decrease. Our cortisol lowers, our heart rate softens, and the nervous system shifts out of fight or flight and into a more regulated state. And this is because we are literally wired for nature. You know, our brains evolved in natural environments, not these kind of like concrete boxes with constant stimulation. So when we see greenery woven into architecture, and when we walk past these like vertical gardens or hear water running through a space, something basically like ancient in us starts to relax. And in Singapore, that feeling was everywhere. And this isn't by accident. It's actually the result of the city's very deliberate biophilic approach. Now, I didn't know what this meant actually when I first heard it, but biophilia basically means our innate human affinity for nature. And a biophilic city, it basically isn't just about like sprinkling in a little bit of greenery. It's about designing an urban life so that nature is woven into the fabric of the daily experience. And so it's about climate resilience, livability, and basically making cities feel more human. Now, Singapore really embodies this philosophy, and not just in their nature reserves. Even in the busiest parts of the city, nature is stitched into the design. So the skyscrapers wrapped in plants, gardens built into rooftops, walkways lined with trees. It's got the convenience and ambition of this really global city, but it's completely surrounded by nature. And you can absolutely feel the difference in your body. I cannot believe how quickly my whole energetic state shifted being there. I could truly feel my baseline shifting. And so I really leaned into it while I was there, and I chose different experiences that would help regulate me further. I really was on a mission to get my manifesting powers back. So on the first morning, we did Tai Chi in the Botanic Gardens. Oh my God, it was so cool to try something totally new. So Tai Chi is basically about like really slow, controlled movement and basically using the power of your breath. And we had this like really lovely instructor and it was so calming. It was like an act of meditation. And honestly, it was one of those things where it's not about being like good at it. Do you know what I mean? The instructor was so nice. He was kind of like, we just had to like copy his actions and he wasn't like trying to like mold us or change us or tell us what to do. It was like just letting us be and just trying our best at it. And yeah, it was absolutely like an act of meditation. And it was like taking a big sigh, you know, they're like, oh God, I love taking a big sigh. And it felt like that. And when we were doing it, because we were in the Botanic Gardens, there were like birds everywhere and we could hear the sound of the crickets. And there was like this gorgeous, lush greenery surrounding us. And I honestly, at that point, couldn't have felt further away from the hecticness of London. And here I was, sort of just a day later in the middle of Singapore, which is a city just as vibrant and bustling as London is, but one that has just managed to weave nature like into its rhythm. And yeah, Tai Chi, it teaches you, I suppose, to move slowly on purpose. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like generally we're always rushing everywhere, whereas Tai Chi is like that slow, purposeful moment. And I think what's so powerful about it is that you can't move slowly and be in panic at the same time. So if you are choosing and deliberately and intentionally slowing yourself down, whether it's your breath or your physical movement, your nervous system will basically just start to realize there's no emergency. Like, you don't have to be in fight or flight. You can just relax. And so for the first time in like weeks, I actually felt my shoulders drop, like physically. They just like dropped. It was so, so nice. And then later that day, we went to these baths called the Nowhere Baths, where we had a sauna, steam, and like a proper chill. And that was also just like so lovely because it was all about stillness and silence. And I realized that it was probably the first time in quite a long time where I'd just been totally on my own, without my phone, without anybody. And I think it gave me like really good mental space. And it just reminded me that I do probably need to schedule more alone time in London, where I can just not be around anyone and not with my phone either, because I just don't really do that a lot. Anyway, we got to bed that night. And then the next morning we did a sunrise sound meditation at Marina Bay Sands on this 57th floor. Now, guys, if you followed me for a while, you know how much I love sound baths. They've literally changed my life. And the thing I love about them is that basically all you have to do is just lie there. Literally, you just lie there. I mean, where else do you go in life where they say to you, you don't need to do anything, just lie down? I kind of say that sometimes it's like going for an organized adult nap. It's lovely. I always fall asleep. But you just let the sound do the work. But this one in particular, actually, was so different to the one that I'd experienced in London. Firstly, the view was like insane. Like this view of the skyscrapers, it was like unbelievable. But I've also like never seen that array of instruments. There were like these pipes and gongs and all these things. I mean, honestly, it was so incredible. I don't know if you've looked at my Instagram, but I've posted a clip of it, and just these amazing, amazing instruments. And I actually just went into like a really deep visualization when I was listening to it. And I think it really just helped me like remember my goals, remotivate myself. And at the same time, again, it was really calming my nervous system. The reason sound baths are so amazing is actually because sound basically bypasses the overthinking part of your brain. So the vibration basically travels through your body and then shifts your nervous state. And so without even having to force it, the tension just kind of releases. After that, we went to explore gardens by the bay, and it was so cool. And parts of it were like Jurassic Park themed. And honestly, Wolf would have loved it. There were loads of kids at that place, actually. And it's this kind of incredible space where basically like nature and innovation are basically completely intertwined. So there's like plants and flowers from all over the world, and it's all housed in this like really like futuristic structure. And so they had like the super trees rising into the sky and the indoor waterfalls inside the cloud forest. So it felt really high tech, but also really grounding at the same time. And they had this like gigantic waterfall, and I think when I was standing in front of it, I just felt really tiny, but like in the best way. And I think that was quite regulating, because I think when you're surrounded by something so much bigger than you, something that's really vast and beautiful, your nervous system does soften because your problems just feel less consuming. Like they feel as tiny as you feel. Do you know what I mean? And apparently there is science behind that as well, because even curated nature lowers stress hormones and shifts your brain out of fight or flight. But beyond the science, you just feel it anyway. We walked along this thing called the OCBC Skyway above the garden, and seeing the skyline framed by like all this greenery, I just remember thinking like, okay, this is going straight on my gratitude list later. I guess if I had to summarize what I loved the most about Singapore is the balance, because it's got the convenience of this global city, but it's surrounded in nature, like I said before. And there really is just so much to explore. There's so much culture, so much life. We wandered through Chinatown and Kampong Glam and then Newburu, which might have actually been my favorite part. It was so cool. There was like all these like local brands, and it was really aesthetic. And we had this unbelievable dinner at this place called the Coconut Club. It was just so special and just felt very like creative and cool. Even Orchard Road, which is the main shopping district and technically very busy, feels softened by trees and vertical gardens. So you're busy, but you're calm. And I think that's what really stayed with me. And I think Singapore basically reminded me that you don't actually have to choose between ambition and peace. And I think I realized that that's such a integral like ethos of mine, that you don't have to sacrifice your nervous system in order to be driven. You can build, create, explore, move forward and still feel grounded. And I think that is going to be like my goal for the rest of 2026. How can I be driven but also feel at peace at the same time? Because that balance isn't just like a nice idea, it's actually really healthy. And Singapore is actually home to one of the most affluent and accomplished populations globally, consistently ranking at the top in education, innovation, economic competitiveness, and with one of the highest GDP per capita globally. Singapore has even been recognized as a Blue Zone 2.0, which is a modern version of the longevity hotspots like Okinawa or Sardinia. But unlike those traditional blue zones where long life grew out of centuries of culture and lifestyle, Singapore's longevity is engineered. Through smart policies and its biophilic urban design, the city has added nearly 20 years to average life expectancy in just one generation. So when you're walking through those lush gardens tucked between skyscrapers or cycling along tree-lined paths in the middle of the city, you are not just enjoying the scenery. You are experiencing a city that has deliberately designed itself to help people thrive, both in body and mind. And by the end of the trip, I could feel that in myself. My shoulder spasms had eased, my face had depuffed, the anxiety had gone. But more than that, I felt really open again, and I felt really excited to go back to the next chapter of my life. And that is the state where manifestation works from. Not when you're tight and in survival mode and stressed, but when you actually feel safe enough to expand. So if your manifestation feels stuck right now, maybe pause before you try to fix your thoughts. Ask yourself, am I trying to create from a regulated state or from stress? Because sometimes the most powerful shift isn't more effort. It's actually just changing your environment or moving your body or spending time in nature or slowing down enough for your system to reset. And if you are looking for a place that really embodies that balance, I genuinely couldn't recommend more. I'm already so excited to go back there. Guys, thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next week on Rise with Roxy.